USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Negotiations continue between lawmakers over a nearly $1 trillion proposed infrastructure package from a bipartisan group of senators. One member of that group, Senator Rob Portman, believes there's a desire for a bipartisan deal on infrastructure spending. The Ohio Republican tells NBC's Meet the Press that he's already spoken with many colleagues who were ready to support it.
I think we're absolutely committed to it, and I think there's a number of others as well on both sides of the aisle. Last week, I heard from a lot of my colleagues saying, I just need to look at one other issue, you know, can you do this, can you do that? But there's a lot of interest in having a bipartisan proposal.
And the Department of Homeland Security has announced that travel restrictions on the Canadian and Mexican borders will continue into July. The bans on non-essential travel between the countries will last until July 21st. The department says the extension will continue to try to reduce the spread of the virus while allowing essential trade and travel to continue. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
More than 50 House Republicans have sent a letter to the White House asking President Biden to remove Vice President Kamala Harris from her role in leading the effort to solve the border crisis. In the letter, the group cites the high number of border apprehensions and the fact that she has not yet visited the border or met with Border Patrol or ICE agents. Meanwhile, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has renewed his calls for Harris to visit the border. The California Republican tells Fox News that she would learn so much in a visit.
And the one thing you have to understand, when there's a crisis at a border, when there's unaccompanied children coming in, you know who's caring for them? The border agents. So what's happening, they're being taken off the border, so the border's even more wide open. We're finding people rushing it like we've never seen before, but we're finding people that are on that terrorist watch list that are coming from other countries, from more than 140 other countries. Why would they come to the southern border? Because they know it's open, and they know they can enter America that way. But she should go there, and she should learn firsthand what the problem is to find the solutions for it.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Following recent mass shootings, Colorado is cracking down on guns. Jeremy Scott reports.
Three gun control bills were signed into law by Colorado Governor Jared Polis over the weekend, including one that allows cities and municipalities in the state to set their own gun regulations, as long as they are no more lenient than Colorado state law. A second bill requires the state to carry out public awareness campaigns to, quote, educate the general public about firearms. And the governor also signed a third measure that prohibits gun dealers from transferring firearms to another individual who has not undergone a successful background check or has been convicted of several specified misdemeanor offenses.
Healthier communities depend on the safe use of firearms and reducing the threat and impact of gun violence on all of us.
The flurry of legislative action in Colorado comes after 10 people were shot and killed at a supermarket in Boulder in March, and a week later another mass shooting left 6 people dead in Colorado Springs. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And John Rahm clinched his first major title on Sunday, winning the U.S. Open, finishing the tournament at 6 under par. Rahm birdied the last two holes of the final round to hold off Louis Oosthuizen, who finished second at 5 under. Rahm also becomes the first Spaniard to claim victory at the U.S. Open. Defending champion Bryson DeChambeau was in contention for much of the weekend, but his hopes of repeating were dashed by a final round 6-over par 77. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.